Blog Talk Radio.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to the second part of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes, and I want to thank you for listening this morning. Right now we're going to be talking with Ina Lipman, Executive Director of the Children's Scholarship Fund, Philadelphia. This is a privately funded program that was established in 1998, and their mission is to broaden educational opportunities for students from low-income families in the Philadelphia area. I believe I have Ina on the line and also a parent who was their children received one of the scholarships. Hold on a second, okay? Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for hosting us.
Is this Ina?
This is Ina.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to see if Aaron's on the other line.
I'm right here.
Okay, hi. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. I think what your organization is doing is wonderful, and that's why I wanted to have it on the show this morning. Tell us a little bit about CSF.
Certainly. We started in 1999 with 1,200 scholarships awarded to Philadelphia children. It was a national organization that started with 40,000 scholarships nationwide in 1999. And for those 40,000 scholarships, they received over 1 million applications from families across the nation.
Wow, 1 million.
the demand is incredible, and there are very few scholarship opportunities for children in the younger years, K through 8th grade, which is where we focus. Since that time, we developed a local board and local fundraising efforts in 2001, and we've awarded a total of 7,000 new four-year scholarships in the last 10 years.
Wow. So it's K through 8. I think I misspoke earlier. I think I said K through 12, but K through 8 is the focus of the scholarship. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a deadline coming up now for people if they want to apply for the scholarship. What is the deadline for that?
The deadline is March 1st, and if you're able to hear this podcast, you must have internet access. The best way to apply is online at C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, F as in Frank, Philadelphia.org. There's no fee to this application. It really takes less than 5 minutes, and you're then entered into a random lottery.
Now, how can people donate money if they want to give to your organization? Can they also go online to your website and see corporate donors and things of that nature? Talk about that issue.
Certainly. It's always a funding issue, and there's certainly a demand, a need, and really positive results when families have access to safe, high-quality elementary schools. So we're not able to fund, at this point, all the families that are desperate for that educational opportunity for their children. So we're always looking for more money. This is a private fund, as you said, and you can donate online. You can also learn more about us online as well, with a lot of background information about our organization, who we serve, and some of the success stories.
Now, you have an interesting option here, EITC donation. Talk about that and what that means.
Certainly. For those in your audience that are involved with small businesses, the Pennsylvania allows for a company to make a donation to a scholarship organization like us and receive a 90% tax credit off their state taxes and a federal tax deduction.
Wow.
So, virtually, for every $10, it ends up being less than 95 cents on the dollar cost. But we also get matching funds from our national office, so that the leverage actually becomes 15 to 1. We get a 50 cent on the dollar match for every gift we receive. So it's an incredible way to have a huge impact on families.
Now we have another guest here with us, Aaron Chen. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Aron Chang.
Aron Chen.
Yes.
And tell us your story and how you found out about CSF.
Well, my journey with this organization began maybe 4 to 5 years ago. My daughter was just starting elementary school, school, and we knew that we wanted her to go to a good school. We live in the Southwest Philadelphia area, so our options were the public options, and we didn't have a choice in that. And the school that they would want her to go was not a school that I would want her, you know, I wanted her to go, since
mm-hmm.
I had the experience of going there, and I had a horrible time. You know, I don't know if much has been, you know, been improved since that time, but I just knew that I didn't want my child to experience the same things that I did, you know,
yes.
when I was growing up. Because my parents had to send me all the way to Jamaica to go to school.
Oh, no.
You know, they couldn't afford, you know, they didn't, you know, they didn't have a funds like, you know, or organizations like the Children's Scholarship Fund, you know, to help them to pay for, you know, my education. So that, and they sent me to a place where they could afford, you know, to give me that education. And that's how, and I actually, when me and my husband, when we decided to, you know, do this, we know that we couldn't afford it. That was number one.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a leap of faith. And we did anyway. That first year, we got through and we did it. I don't know how we did it, but we did. And I actually spoke to the principal of the school one day, and I said, you know, I really want to keep doing this, but we can't afford to, you know. And she directed me to the Children's Scholarship Fund, and I applied that same year. I didn't get accepted that year, but I kept, you know, applying. And the next year, I became a recipient.
So now, this is also part of a national program, and I just want to mention that it's not just in Philadelphia. What other states are doing this type of program?
Well, we're in 33 cities across the nation. The largest organizations with the most scholarships are New York, San Francisco, L.A., and there's a growing movement in North Carolina. Philadelphia is the third largest in the country, so we're proud that, you know, we've really done well locally with donations and have raised the bar here.
So, again, say those cities again, because people listen to the program all over the country. You said San Francisco, New York, we have Philadelphia. Washington is one of them?
Washington, that's correct. Mm-hmm. The best way to find out where the other locations are is to go on the national website, which is...
Okay.
www.scholarshipfund.org, and they'll have links to every city that there are active scholarship programs, and families can click on and get information as to the availability of scholarships in the areas that they live in.
Okay, say the website again. I'm going to type it in the chat room. You said scholarshipfund.org. Okay. So that's for anyone who's not in the Philadelphia area. You can check that website out to find out more information. So how has your child been doing in school, Aran, and he or she enjoying? You have, how many children benefited from the scholarship?
Well, actually, I have three children
okay.
at Bruce Hill Christian School, and they're there because of this great organization. You know, I can't thank this organization enough. I can't thank the donors enough. Because as Ina, you know, said earlier, you know, this does provide access, you know, and it does provide also quality education, you know, that otherwise, you know, I couldn't afford, other families couldn't afford, you know. I like to call it, you know, it's an academically liberating program, because how else would we have the right to choose where we want our child to go, what school we want them to, you know, to go to, you know. And, you know, I just can't express that enough, how grateful I am.
Well, again, I want to mention that you can apply now for the Philadelphia Scholarship. The deadline is March 1st, you said again, Ina?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And you want to definitely take an opportunity to do that. You may or may not receive a scholarship, but keep trying, because Aran mentioned she didn't get it the first time, but
exactly.
She kept trying, and she did receive one. Again, that's March 1st. Is the deadline. So today, you still have almost a month until the deadline. And their web address is csfphiladelphia.org. Again, csfphiladelphia.org. And how many children do you hope to help this coming year with this round of
Certainly.
Scholarships, Ina?
This year, we will have 750 new four-year awards to hand out. And the key is that these awards are for 4 years. That also makes us unique. We want to give families a chance to really stabilize their child's, you know, academic success and have a you know, firm commitment from us. The other wonderful thing is that if one child wins this random lottery in your family, up to three children automatically qualify for these four-year awards. So it really goes after the family unit. You don't have to pick and choose between your children, which would be very difficult to access to education.
Yeah. Well, I think education is very important. I just did a show 11:30 with M.K. Asante Jr. He's a professor, and we were talking about the power of education and how unfortunately, depending on where you go to school, you learn one thing, and if you go to another place, you learn another thing. And so it's very important to get the highest quality education. I mean, it's a proven fact that the more education you have, the higher your pay will be. People who only have a high school education will make a certain amount of money. If you have a bachelor's degree, you make another. If you have a master's, and so on and so forth. But the foundation starts early with the K through 8th grade. I know I had a wonderful experience. I did go to a public school, but I went to a public art school. And there's lots of wonderful public schools, but that takes a lot of community work. So I think the private schools that are available. Now, what about if someone's interested in a charter school? Can they use the money toward a charter school?
Charter schools don't charge tuition.
Okay.
So our funds really go strictly to schools that are tuition based, but there
are some of the schools that your students have gone to in the Philadelphia area.
Well, we have over 200. St. Francis de Sales out in Southwest Philadelphia, everywhere from there to Friends Select to St. Malachy's. It's really a broad based network. It's wherever the families select. 95% of our families stay within Philadelphia schools, the private schools. And what we're lucky, in Philadelphia is there's been a rich history and a long history of having very good tuition-based community schools throughout the city that have really served the local communities and have done it really well and on very low budgets.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently you received some funds from Gary Lindfest. You want to tell us about that, HF Gary Lindfest?
Oh, yes. Well, it really came through. He was honored at the Pennsylvania Society up in New York, and, he's an amazing human being who's really set the bar for philanthropy across the nation in terms of, just dedicating his life to giving back, and he was honored at the Pennsylvania Society, and as a result of that, he designated Children's Scholarship Fund Philadelphia to receive the proceeds from that evening, and so we received $25,000 up in New York, as well as recognition, which was tremendous. And
that's wonderful. I think that's so important. If you're listening, please go to their website. You can make a donation. Again, that's csfphiladelphia.org. This is helping the education. I mean, if you're out there and you're wondering how can you help the youth and you feel that the youth are lost, education definitely is the key to empowering them and helping them move ahead in their life. One of the things I read about on your website is the high school workshop you did with 7th and 8th graders, Ina. That's a really great thing that you did. Are you planning to do that again? That was helping them with the interviewing process with an admissions counselor. Are you going to do that again this coming year, maybe?
Absolutely. What we are trying to do is really give information to families. Our primary mission, obviously, are these K through 8th grade scholarships, but we want our families to stay connected to us and really know that we're a resource advocating for them. So this workshop was really designed to give parents information on the high school selection process, let them know what's out there in the public systems, let them know what schools are available privately, where their scholarship dollars might be for high school, and then also work with the kids and let them know, this is the interview process for more selective high schools. This is the testing process, and really just get information in a timely way so families continue that road to success. And that's, you spoke of, high school graduation as the minimum bar. And unfortunately, in Philadelphia, as our,
we have 50% dropout rate almost.
Yeah, and that's
50% dropout.
Insidious, because it really, really impacts a child, a family, a community when you are not graduating from high school. It's such a demarcation in terms of whether you're going to succeed long term. And That to us is a minimum bar. And our children, we've been tracking them after they leave eighth grade. They're graduating high schools on time at rates greater than 95%. And I think that speaks volumes to the importance of access to quality early education.
Yes, yes. Well, Iran just mentioned about her parents earlier in the show, talking about her parents had to send her away to receive an education. How did you feel when they sent you away? Was that, did you go to relatives and learn in Jamaica? What happened with that situation?
Yes, well, you know, I was there. I was raised by my aunt there, you know.
Okay.
And I attended, I was there from the first grade until ninth grade there. Then I came back here and I just finished school here in the States. You know, then I didn't understand it at first. You know, obviously I was a young child. I didn't understand why. I just knew that I had a hard time fitting in school. There wasn't a support system. There was nothing there. And when I went to Jamaica, I was really exposed to a whole different culture. And that made a difference in my life, you know. So when I came here, you know, and going to high school here, I was already prepared. I already knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I had to do. And it was just pretty much just going to go get it, you know. This is, you know, just to go back to what you guys said earlier, this is a cyclical process, you know, and it starts with the foundation, you know, of education. And it is important, just like how we talk about health care. It's important. It comes back down to access, you know, cost, the quality, you know. And it is an issue in our society. And organizations such as the Children's Scholarship Fund, it makes it possible, you know, for parents to be empowered, you know, to make
yes.
these great choices for their children, to make this first step, you know, for their success. You know,
yes, unfortunately, there's a lot of things going on in the school that have nothing to do with education. Unfortunately, there's a lot of violence going on in different schools. There's a lot of disrespect of the teachers. I mean, teachers have been attacked in the schools in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, I really hate to even say that, but that's the case. And in terms of the facilities that children have in the schools, just down to the bathrooms. I mean, maybe they don't have doors in the bathroom. They don't have toilet paper in the bathroom. They don't have enough books to share. Maybe they have to keep the book in school. So what you're doing with CSF is a wonderful. And what types of documents would they need when they fill out the application? Do they need their tax return? Do they need a W-2? What types of things do they need when they fill out the scholarship application, Ina?
That's a great question. At the point you're filling out the application, you need nothing. You just fill out your name, address, basically, you know, how many in your family. You'll look at the scale, the income scale, and if you're within that scale, you just sign the statement and verify.
Mm-hmm.
It's only after you clear the lottery, and if you're lucky enough to win, we then send you a letter no later than March 15th indicating that you have won. And it's at that time that you have to complete more paperwork. And at that time, you'll have to send in your financials, you know, your IRS statements, and find a school. But we're there to help you in that process as well. We have a workshop in April that guides the families through it all.
Yeah, that was another question, is how maybe people are not aware of all the different schools that are in the area or that they have access to. So you said you hold a workshop in April to talk to the parents about that?
Yes, we do, and we have materials prepared from our office that list all the area schools by zip code,
mm-hmm.
by neighborhoods, and you know we're there to pick up the phones and you know work with the families to try and help them through the school selection process. But you know,
what's the income ceiling? What's the how much money can the parents make and still be
eligible?
It's
on a sliding scale, and it depends on the number of kids in the family. So it can go up, you know, fairly high, but it would be a large family. I'll say this: our average family of four earns about $29,000. But we also issue scholarships on a sliding scale, so that you know you can get 25%, 50%, or 75% of tuition, up to a maximum of about $2,000 per child per year.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let me just say the website again, csfphiladelphia.org, but also it is a national organization, and you can also learn about the national organization by going to scholarshipfund.org. And if you're in San Francisco, New York, Washington, different, I think you said 30 or more states are doing the program?
Yes, That's correct.
30 or more states. So if you're listening to the show this morning and you have a friend who has a child and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do, they don't want them to go to the neighborhood school, and they don't have money to afford sending to a private school, please check out scholarshipfund.org, and possibly there's a program in your area. And the application, as Ina said, is very simple. And then once you fill that first part out, then, you know, there's a second level, I guess, where you need your documentation. They also try to help the parents afterwards, as you said, not just with the K-8, but you try to help them with high school selection, you mentioned?
Yes, high school selection. And then, you know, we run workshops periodically. And in fact, in early March, we will be having, for our families, workshops at the Academy of Natural Science, and it's family weekend there, so our families are able to go for 99 cents per family member with a special grant with the Academy. And then in the summer, we run writing and math tutorials for children. So, you know, we try to really provide support in this whole process.
A holistic approach to the whole educational process. Now, do you plan, or does your organization plan on expanding the scholarship past eighth grade to scholarships for high school students or to college even?
No.
Okay.
We are strictly focused on that early period because there are very, very few scholarship opportunities for K through eighth grade. What we found, I mean, it's always a question of money, but what we found is that there's very little money provided to children during those years, yet they're critical growth years academically and socially. So by giving a really good base, that's where we focus. What we have found is that a lot of our children going on to high school with a solid academic history are able to secure scholarships, which are more plentiful in high school and much more plentiful in college.
Yes, yes. Now, you guys worked with Wawa. What's your relationship with Wawa a little bit? Talk about that.
Oh, they're terrific. We work very closely with them. And, in fact, one of our favorite board members is the chief marketing officer at Wawa, Carol Jensen. And, you know, that's an example of a homegrown company that knows its roots in the community and very actively supports efforts like ours and really gives back, and they give back with resources financially and a very supportive group of employees that share their talent and,
yes,
and really help us grow.
Let me mention your website again, csfphiladelphia.org, and you can go there to donate to this program, or you can go there to apply for education. Again, this is giving out scholarships for children K through 8th grade. The deadline is March 1st, so please get in there now. It is a lottery, and the lottery is a computerized lottery, correct? It's not
That's
manual.
Correct. Okay. I am grateful for the lottery because it would be next to impossible for me to look at applications and decide who's more worthy. So this is a really wonderfully neutral way of getting families in. And as Iran said, you know, there's no fee. It's 5 minutes. If you don't make it this year, you know, please try again because we have better odds than the state lottery. It's usually around a 1 to 6, 1 to 7 chance of winning, and that's not so bad. It's not as good as I would like it, but you know, you really have a shot every time.
Well, I mean, it's a wonderful organization. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Ina, and also Iran. Thank you for sharing your story about education that you were able to provide for your children. I want to wish you a wonderful snowy day in the Philadelphia area. Are you guys snowed in over there? Where are you, Ina?
I am up in the Mount Airy area.
Okay.
And yes, we are snowed in.
Yes. Iran, where are you in the city?
I am in the southwest area, and we are completely snowed in as well.
Yes, it is quiet. I mean, you can hear a pin drop. I think I heard one police car. I haven't heard a bus, no loud music or anything. It's just serene. But thank you so much for coming on, Ina. And again, their website is csfphiladelphia.org. Please check it out to either donate funds, because it's a wonderful program providing an excellent foundation for children's futures, or if you need to apply for the program for your child. And if you just take a couple minutes, there's no fee, like Ina said, and you'll possibly get a lot of money. And it's 4 years. They're giving 4 years, so it's not just a one-time shot, and then you're wondering every year what's going to happen. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Joy, thank you for all the work you do on behalf of children, and I'm grateful for this opportunity.
Oh, have a wonderful day, okay?
And likewise.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. I want to thank the listeners today for listening, and definitely check out both the wonderful guests I had, mkasante.com, that was the 11 o'clock show, and the 11:30 show I just did, csfphiladelphia.org. You can follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/joykeys. You can also become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking about teen dating violence. This month is not only Black History Month, it's not only Valentine's Day on February 14th, but unfortunately it is Teen Dating Violence Month, and I'm very, very, I want to stop that. I don't want there to be a Teen Dating Violence Month, so I'm having a show next week with DoSomething.org. They do a lot of wonderful work, and I have three teenagers who won grants to create programs to stop teen dating violence. So check in next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Also, I have a wonderful young gentleman, Nehemiah Davis, a young African-American male entrepreneur and also doing wonderful work in community, providing food and gifts and all types of things. So next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, tune in. Again, you can follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/joykeys. Or you can become a fan on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And if you didn't make the program today, you can also listen to archives of the program, previous programs from last year, wonderful programs with Nikki Giovanni, jazz bassist Christian McBride, singer Andy Stone, lots of wonderful topics. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and I will see you next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.